money. Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce following at the horn. It's gone!
Morris, Wall, Beal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three.
Hello, Wizards fans. Welcome to this Monday's edition of Locked On Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Network. We're your daily podcast from local experts, and I'm your host, Becca Winker, aka @BeccaMVP on Twitter. I'm happy to bring you another episode of our All Things series. This episode is a little different as it's draft week. I know, I seriously cannot believe that it's already here. And we're all anxiously wondering who the Wizards will choose as their 15th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, which is happening on June 21st, this Thursday, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I know I had mentioned on Twitter that this week's episode was going to cover our beloved power forward, Jason Smith, and don't you worry, we will get that episode out soon enough, but the draft is coming, and today we are going to talk about somebody that I feel may be a good, safe choice for our squad. Yes, we have obtained a 15th pick overall in the draft, and we did not trade it. So we're going to have to look at what will possibly be available to us at that 15th spot. So beginning this podcast, the first thing I'd like to mention is what the Wizards will really need to enhance the team. And there's a lot of things the Wizards could do to make the team better, but something that stands out to me is a power forward or a center that will bring decent offensive efforts but even stronger defensive efforts. We've seen this Wizards team struggle inside the paint when defending, so it's really important that we get someone that's going to step in there and intimidate anybody. That being said, the Wizards would benefit from a big man who also has offensive range beyond the paint. A big that could shoot threes would be ideal, but the more important focus should be a player that is quick and receptive to John Wall's passing and will be receptive to the plays that Wall sets up. The player that this team acquires should play exceptional defense and be able to challenge just about anyone. We all know that Gortat probably won't be with us after this year, so we're going to need a big that will probably be a new generation center, somebody that's fresh and can play up to the standards of this current NBA. I truly believe a young player can come in and give Wall and Beal that extra boost of energy on the floor when they need it the most. So I'm excited that we have a pick in the first round this year. As well as an energy boost, a young player would be ideal because the draft player would be cheaper. With all the monster contracts and horrendous luxury tax that the Wizards are going to face, the cheaper, obviously, the better. Therefore, the draft picks will do just that for our not-so-flexible finances. While the 15th pick won't allow us to get first dibs on most of the absolute best prospects in the draft, it'll help us acquire young talent that can bring that energy that we so desperately need. I believe Robert Williams out of Texas A&M might be a more realistic choice for us. And I like Williams for the Wizards. I think he possesses a lot of talent that will contribute to the squad in a positive way. He's working out with the Wizards today at Capital One Arena, so the team has expressed interest in him. He's 20 years old, a sophomore at Texas A&M, and has chosen to enter the draft this year. The team had a respectable season with him, with 22 wins and 13 losses this year. They made it to the Sweet 16 of the tournament, and a lot of it has to do with Williams. There are a few NBA teams looking at Williams, such as the Hawks, Clippers, and the Nuggets. And it's truly because he's extremely athletic. With his size being 6'9", he becomes a multifunctional player and can interchange between the power forward and center positions. Not to mention he has a wingspan that is out of this world, which is 7'5". It enables him to block shots and challenge players that are a lot bigger than him. He's a solid 240 pounds, which allows him to move around the court without being ran over by other players. The Wizards desperately need someone who can rebound, and Williams would be just a great candidate for that. Averaging 9.2 rebounds per game on the season, in his overall college career, he has shown that he can rebound on both ends of the floor. Having a rebound rate of 12% offensively and 23% defensively, a rebound machine, he averaged 14.4 rebounds in a 40-minute time frame. The efficiency he has in rebounding is just incredible, and it can allow the Wizards to have a shot at second chance points, which we don't always have. As mentioned earlier, Williams is a shot blocker and protects the rim pretty well. He has the ability to time his defense in a way that makes him very productive and averages 2.5 blocks per game in the 24 minutes that he plays. For being such a big guy, he moves around super well. He can be explosive offensively and finishes strong at the rim. I've seen his dunk highlight reel, and it's quite impressive. I can totally see him partaking in the NBA All-Star Dunk Contest. I mean, just saying, like, he's a total monster. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss how Williams will possibly affect the Wizards team. Just a reminder, you are listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. I'm your host, Becca Winker, and I will see you on the flip side. Hey guys, thank you for joining us on a special episode of All Things Series. I'm your host, at Becca MVP. You're listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. And today we're discussing possible draft prospects that the Wizards could potentially get in the draft. So Williams has great running and leaping abilities while remaining in control of his body. Williams is a tough guy who challenges players in the paint, but also fouls really smart. He isn't often in foul trouble, but he's able to draw fouls from his opponent. Being so muscular, he can power through defenders and plays an aggressive game to show defenders he's not really scared of them and he's not going to back down. Something that the Wizards could highly benefit from, since at times we do let defenders challenge us and win. Looking at footage, I can see he has a solid mid-range jumper and can shoot from 10 to 15 feet pretty comfortably. He has shown a glimpse of his ability to run the floor and create shots for himself, and he sets up his teammates. His passing skills are good for a guy his size, and if upon entering the league he works on his three-point shooting, he could be a serious threat and truly turn into the new generation center that we're looking for. Williams also has pick-and-roll abilities, which will help other players on the team offensively. He's super receptive to passes, as stated earlier, and he can move very fast, which is going to work well with John Wall, since he does tend to throw passes pretty quick, and you got to think fast when you're on the court with him. All of Williams' skills lead me to believe he would be a key player for the Wizards. However, there are some minor concerns I have with him. He has a great jump shot, but he's just not consistent enough and might need to rework his form a little. And he's also not a good free throw shooter, but that can be fixed with practice. His average is 12 for 33 from mid-range, but with a little bit more consistency, the Wizards could benefit from his offense. In addition to that, he relies a little too much on his athleticism and doesn't fully utilize his skills. But like I said, you know, that's just raw talent and it can be changed. I heard he's a very coachable player who can be worked with to improve the things that I've listed, and the Wizards can mold him into the player that we need. So I'm not worried about the concerns that I do have, which is his shooting consistency. So with all of this, his athleticism, rebounding, explosiveness, shot blocking, and hustle abilities will allow him to fit with the team really well. This is a safe pick for the Wizards. He understands how to move the floor to get what he wants defensively. And the consistency in protecting the rim and challenging any player, regardless of size, would be extremely valuable to us. He's super young and has great potential to enhance his shooting skills further. The Wizards haven't had a super athletic big yet, and I'm not sure of our chances of getting DeMarcus Cousins, so this could be a good alternative for us. He's moldable, and I truly believe we can set him up to be a solid player for the team. Hopefully, we do actually have a chance to grab him, because I know the Denver Nuggets have expressed great interest in him, and they're at the 14th pick, so we'll just have to wait and see on Thursday with what happens with that. I just want to thank you for joining us on a special edition of All Things. I know it's not the podcast that we had planned for today, but I hope you enjoyed learning about Texas A&M player Robert Williams. As a reminder, I'm your host, Becca Winker, and please hit me up on Twitter, at BeccaMVP. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this prospect and how he would fit in with the team. You've been listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and I will see you soon.